What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Here's the Scenario. I'm one of your hosts, Mike Feeney, being joined with me, as always,
by Mike Cannon, and also
Brendan motherfucking Sagalo in
his house. God, so excited. Thank you all for being here, for joining us on our little audio-visual journey. We are a hypothetical-based podcast where you guys help us create the scenarios that then we answer. It's kind of a comedy obstacle course that you help us create. The most interactive podcast on the planet. And we have done zero research to fact check that, but let's be honest, we're not going to do it either.
It feels it.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's what we're going to do. We have a ton of scenarios. And also, if you guys are enjoying the show, please leave us a 5-star review, go to iTunes, tell a few friends. This is free, baby. Every single week, put it out on the laugh button. And if you like it, share it. And if you love it, join the Patreon, patreon.com/scenariopod.
Yeah. Also subscribe to the YouTube. 600 subscribers.
There's so
maybe.
Much stuff.
Yeah. And follow us individually and come to shows.
Tattoo our names on you.
Yeah.
Listen, we're asking a lot of you, but also, you know.
It's a lot of free
stuff. What the hell do you got going on anyway?
Yeah.
Have we discussed this? Because I did just realize while I was pulling my hat and figuring out how to make it not look crooked.
How to look the most like a coach you could ever look?
Yeah.
And you're doing it.
Good. I want to look like I used to play for the team and I'm just helping out for the summer.
Yeah. Coach Cannon's back.
Yeah. Coach Cannon looks like he had to take an administrative leave for some anger management, you know?
Yeah.
And he's returned with a new invigorated attitude.
That's right. But that's not what I was going to mention. I was going to say that it wasn't my hat that was crooked. One of my eyes is substantially lower than the other.
I think.
Oh, I see it. It's not low. It's not eyes. It's your eyelid. You're going to have to get the eyelid tuck.
It's eyes. No.
Your eyelids are exact. The bottom of your eyelids line up perfectly.
Feeny's really big on telling people they need the eyelid tuck. He tells me that all the time.
I've never told you that. You don't need the eyelid tuck. No, you don't have eyelids. You need eyelid insertions in surgery.
He needs lid liposuction. He needs to suck the fat
lid
and then show
death.
Yeah, you just don't have. You have a beady, sunken in eyes. There's nothing that science can do to help you.
Yeah.
I'm saying with Mike.
Well,
Mike,
you need an injection of warmth and life.
Yeah. But Cannon, you can see it's just because if you look at where your actual eyes are at the bottom, they line up very symmetrically. The reason it doesn't at the top is because I think you got a little bit of the sagging eyelids, which is a very normal thing to happen. It's not. Don't make a face. It's very normal to happen as you get older.
The way you did it when you picked up your stupid eyelids.
Yeah.
And then you do this. But one of Cannon's is like this. And so like, they do a little slice.
I'm trying to think of insults to you, but all of them are too mean. All of them are just, I have nothing to say.
Feeney's eyelids, Feeney's eyes are just permanently judging. I was listening to Be Prepared by Scar from The Lion King today.
Be prepared.
And I was like, this is exactly what Feeney is.
Yeah.
Just being like,
an insurrectionist.
To tell someone to be prepared for things?
Well, just the way he talks to the hyenas. I know your powers of retention are as weak, or as wet as a warthog's backside.
I want to say this. Brendan was singing that outside here.
As you are, pay attention.
I'm very confident. I'm very confident that Brendan shoehorned that in to sing that song because he was singing it outside beforehand.
Yes. Yeah.
And there wasn't going to be a way that he doesn't sing it. So he made a narrative around it.
I did think of that, though. But also, yes.
But Feeney, if Feeney
I was practicing on the train, I was going, me, 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 me.
Yeah. Feeney is looking for a team of hyenas to do his bidding.
Yeah, if only they knew history. He would,
but you would love to marionette just some smaller killing machines.
Sure.
A new era.
Who wouldn't? Are you kidding? To have other people, you got to stop. To have somebody else do your bidding? Are you kidding? Right. That's the Charles Manson effect, baby.
Well, when you put it that way, I'm like, yeah, of course.
All right, let's get to some questions because people have reached out. If you do have questions, again, you can go to heresascenario.com. That's where all of the links are to all of the ways you can find us. But if you do have questions for us, send them to our Instagram. If you don't have Instagram, get an Instagram. If you don't have Instagram because you don't like being tracked by the social people or whatever the hell, you're just not going to get a question on the show unless you join the Patreon and then you'll get
Or come and see us live and just slip a question into our back pockets.
Oh,
on the index card.
Oh, I don't like that. But, I don't like someone going through my pockets.
Slip a question into the bag of drugs you palm us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's the scenario. Would you smoke this? Or are you worried of the ramifications that I could have poisoned you?
Yeah.
So this one comes from...
I'm scared every time. Even if it's like professionally
especially
wrapped.
Especially when it's pre-rolled already.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah. All right. This one comes from Emily Laudamus. For $3 million... That's almost 1.6 after tax. Would you switch lives with each other for 1 year if you had to keep it a secret from everyone apart from each other?
I have a I have a follow-up, though.
Uh-huh.
So am I picking one of you? Is it at random? Is it 6 months?
Yeah, you pick because it says, would you switch lives with each other? So I think you get to pick who, but only we know that we're all switching bodies.
It could be possibly an amazing bonding moment because you'd have to talk about it. So you'd meet up every week or so. I mean, do exactly what we do. Talk for hours and hours.
Same exact life. Except one of you would fuck my wife with my dick.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, I don't like this.
No, I wouldn't fuck your wife. I'd just ruin your marriage by not fucking your wife.
What, making her the happiest she's been?
But Brendan...
I wouldn't fuck her with your dick.
But I feel like Brendan would get a nice, like, it would benefit Brendan the most to switch bodies for a year.
To feel that. To be like, ooh, this is skinny. I feel good.
Yeah.
This is what I've been missing.
I could see him diving the value of our body.
Yeah,
of course.
Submarining.
Sure.
Of course.
Everything.
I'd be like, Feeny's never done coke. Yet.
Now I want to be Feeny. Yeah. I only want to be Feeny to just belt off in front of Erica and the dog and just be like, try to stop me.
Erica and the dog.
They both have to watch. They're clockwork orange-eyed.
Yeah, Jeet, watch.
Yeah. He does no look. Yeah.
Jeet, look.
I don't think I would do that because it just seems a year is so long.
Yeah.
And to have to constantly be seeing me, but through the lens of one of you.
Yeah.
Dude, could you imagine looking at yourself, knowing it's me or Brendan, walking hand in hand with your wife?
Yeah, like, that's
like,
what I...
Like,
that's...
like, not even fucking.
Right.
I'm just saying, down the street, in a picturesque New York City day.
Life's good.
Birds chirping, leaves falling, and locked in and like looking
she's
at each other.
She's happier than she's ever been.
Yeah.
I would walk over and just...
You guys go to Greece together? You're just having white wine on a chateau, you know?
She's like, this is the best year of our relationship.
Yeah.
Somehow you've gotten better at sex.
Yeah, not worth the $3 million. The lives it destroys. Because that was a thing I would do too. Let's say I'm Brendan, and that same scenario with the hand holding and everything, I witness that as Brendan is playing me. Mm-hmm. I, as Brendan, run to a Burger King and don't stop for a year just to try and destroy, just speed up the death process by about 22 years.
Lucky for me, I've been doing that. So it's going to take a lot of Burger King. Yeah.
I got time. I got a year. Sorry, these new chicken fries out, you know? All right. Great question, Emily.
Great question that caused some problems between all of them.
Right off the bat.
Yeah.
Fuck, marry, kill. This comes from Lindsay Piggott. Fuck, marry, kill Cinderella, Ariel, Jasmine.
A shining new era is tiptoeing nearer.
Neither of which are from that movie.
I don't know.
Well, where do we feature?
Would you fuck Nala over any Disney princess?
Nala was hot.
Nala had
sexy
eyes.
Yeah, she had sex eyes.
Even when she was a cub.
She's like that. Every chick that...
Somehow that's problematic.
It
is.
I want to fuck this child cartoon cub.
Yeah, is there a Chris Hansen for that?
Yeah, it was when her voice was all high and
pedophilia
soft.
Pedophilia bestiality.
Yeah, Zazu comes out in a suit. Take a seat.
Cinderella.
Oh, young love. Cinderella, Jasmine.
Now, I got to say, I think... I'm not sure at the others. I think I'm going to... You got to have sex with Jasmine because she's
Cinderella, Jasmine.
Jasmine Ariel. So Jasmine's clearly the hottest by such a wide margin.
But you want to marry.
Substantial. No, I don't. I want to marry Cinderella because Cinderella is like She's good at cleaning. She's very like, she's like subservient almost in a weird way. She would be very appreciative of
the opinions echoed in this sentiment or Mike Feeney's alone.
Yeah. She would be very appreciative to be married to anybody who doesn't treat her like shit.
Yeah, but she's good at making a sandwich.
Yeah. Brendan, that's all you look for in love.
I'm telling you, I just want to fuck Ariel because she keeps her mouth shut.
Yeah, yeah.
I really want to know who's bad at making sandwiches.
Most people. Brendan,
I'm not bad at making sandwiches.
You can't stack meat?
How do you?
He doesn't know
you.
That he puts.
Why am I
he
mad
puts,
at you?
He yeah. puts way too much meat and not enough anything else. So it's just a meat and bread.
You have never seen a sandwich I've ever made in my life. I do put a lot of meat, but that's good. That's a good thing.
It's yeah. not what a sandwich is. But
what's a sandwich?
What's a sandwich?
A sandwich is bread with protein, and then you also stack a little veggies. You know, lettuce, tomato,
I like lettuce.
Condiments,
I like mayo.
Do you do that?
No, he does not.
I put lettuce
on. You do not own lettuce separately in a bag that you place onto a sandwich. You do bread, meat, lot of meat, too much meat, bread.
That has only happened.
Yeah, and then if
when his roommate left like lettuce on top of an old Burger King.
Yeah,
yeah. Perfect. And then it feels good. It stuck at the top of my roof, the roof of my mouth.
And then I would kill Ariel because she's just a modern. Oh, she's a mutation.
Yeah,
she needs to be extinguished.
She got the vaccine.
Eat her with a nice steak. What did you say?
I said Ariel got the vaccine.
Eat her with a nice
unfortunate
steak.
She's definitely
surf
got the stinkiest
surf
clam.
Her, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
She's literally
she's
got
out.
A fish bottom.
This is my answer.
You
right.
gotta kill her,
motherfucking now.
You didn't have it?
I have it. Jasmine, you marry.
Yes.
Because I want to live in a big palace.
And be sultan.
And
unless
be
you want to do the reboot where she's the sultan and you're first bitch.
Yeah, you're a bitch.
I'm not her bitch.
You're always bitch. Yes, because you don't have the money.
What?
That's the whole thing with Cinderella or Jasmine. You got to decide whether you want to be the provider or whether you want to be the cuck.
Well, Cinderella isn't rich. So you'd
but
be back
you
in
are.
Her fucking home. And her in-laws suck.
Right.
Those
but,
sisters are
Oh, you
trash.
Think the Sultan is a good?
Yeah, he's cool.
He's a cool
guy.
He's incompetent. Yeah, he'd love you.
He's incompetent. Yeah, you could fucking scam him out of anything. Beat Jafar. Beat Jafar point two or 2.0.
There you go.
2.0.
I really
and then
wanted
fuck
to have
the
your back.
Shit out of Jasmine.
Well, that
it is funny to watch you side with Brendan only to be like, "All right, you're ruining our point. Please stop."
That's exactly what's happening. Where I'm like, "Yes, no, God damn it."
No, I mean the words aren't all there, but the heart is there
for sure. Ariel, I would love to kill with a harpoon gun.
I would like a trident
from point blank
from Ariel's
range.
Dead.
You could do both. Just shoot a trident right through her chest plate.
She's up against the
dude, and
thing.
Then just fillet her bottom half and cook it up and eat like a king for a day. Cinderella, you fuck, because she's used to being on her knees.
Yes.
Been waiting to use that.
Yes. Also, yeah, probably the easiest one to get because she's poor.
But that's the thing. That's what you're missing out on. That's the point that y'all missed. That's
no, she's used to spit shining.
No, she's used to, but that's what I'm saying. She'll be so grateful with any love that she'll have, and she'll feel appreciated. If you take her out, if Brendan, you take her out to Burger King, she'll be so happy. You can't take
Mike.
Princess Jasmine out to Burger King. You can't take her to one of your many bar shows that you do. She'll be like, look at this aesthetic. This is all
wrong.
Do
you want to know how little Feeny knows about Princess Jasmine?
Hit me.
She fucking escaped from the palace to be in the commoner's
and where
world.
And where does she end?
With motherfucking Aladdin, street rat, motherfucker.
And then they end up where? Back in the palace.
Right.
And where do
because
you...
Because it's always good to pretend to be
this
poor.
This is talking like people who haven't... All you have to do is date a rich person one time in your life to understand that never works out. They will never have the grasp of reality to understand the separation.
Feeny, the woman hangs out with rats. Okay, Cinderella
has a rat friend.
She doesn't have to
Jasmine,
after you.
Best friend is a fucking tiger.
So?
Uppercut.
Again. So now you you're like, I have a cat. And she's like, cool, I got a tiger. And now you are diminished. Every single day, a little bit more is getting diminished. You wear a hoodie. She goes, you're wearing a hoodie. She and what is that? What is that ASOS choker chain that you have on? Because
Beanie's point is starting to slowly poison me.
No,
just let me be objective.
Power dynamic in a good relationship.
I know, but let me be a little objective.
You won't have any power.
What if Princess Jasmine, because she's not getting her way and she's used to having a soft foot idiot father, she doesn't like the fact that you're a bit assertive and you like going out 6 to 7 nights a week to do stand-up comedy. She has a killing machine at her hip that is more loyal to her than anything you could possibly, than it could be, even if you feed it birds, whatever, every single day, it doesn't matter. It knows Jasmine since she was a baby, you know what I mean? Birds is a delicacy.
That's not enough sustenance for a tiger?
Well, you know, just like snack birds. But that tiger, anytime you step out of line, is all of a sudden...
And not to mention the fact of being like, again, you going out, she's like, you're gone, what are you doing this for? You know, and
Princess Jasmine, I have never pictured a cartoon's asshole in my life. But Princess Jasmine...
That's why you have sex with her. All you want is to have sex with her.
I want to marry her so I can keep having sex with
her. If we're doing stand-up in this world... I mean, who are we going to relate to more? The people of Agrabah or
Cinderella?
Fish or Cinderella's people?
And also, just like our careers, which are a Cinderella story, it would be nice to have the from nothing to greatness kind of a thing versus the from greatness to I'm going to dumpster dive into the slums to try but and see, try that on for size. And then eventually I'll go, oh, I'm tired of this. I want to marry actual royalty.
This is what
I'm doing. When you have that much money, you can actually pay for people to believe that you came from nothing.
Very true. I got it. Fucking Cinderella because of the hands and knees thing.
Yeah.
Marrying Ariel because I never have to go to her fucking dad's house because he's a fish. And I
you go to his tank.
You just every once in a while have lunch at the harbor.
I go. She walks away. I like look over and I go, ping. <He's>
like, oh. You throw bread at him and just see he gets dive bombed by seagulls. It's like, come on, man. That was
You're
funny. The first three
Jasmine?
Times.
I'm going to kill Jasmine, and I'll tell you why. In the most horrific way.
Because she's a woman in the Middle East?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Brendan stones her.
I'll just say she had an opinion.
Yeah. She read! Yeah. I saw her read!
She tried driving.
No, I'm going to kill her in a slow way, like as a hostage, so that I can get some fucking... I can leak some money out of this sultan.
If you want to kill her in a slow way, you could just marry her.
Oh, it's fun.
Next question. We have, let's see.
Your light is on. Your flash.
Oh, thank you.
And it's been on for a while, actually.
Oh.
Weird, dude. Hadn't said anything.
No, I like when people charge their phone for no reason.
Yeah.
Remaining
like,
at the same level. Yeah.
Why is this going down?
Okay. This is from Kelly Dubs. She actually sent a few. Okay. This one's a little long, so you'll have to pay attention and not be on your phone. All right, here we go.
Sorry, my mom texted me.
Don't you qualify it.
You love just throwing the family card.
Yeah, as we see by the molestation thing last week.
My son texted me.
Yeah.
It's his first day of preschool.
Having a cool time.
Everybody's nervous.
Met a girl.
Oh, that's sweet. Okay. For whatever the reason, two unauthorized movies are made about your life. The first is an independently released documentary primarily comprised of interviews with people who know you and bootleg footage from your actual life. Critics are describing the documentary as brutally honest and relentlessly fair. Meanwhile,
relentlessly fair.
Meanwhile, Columbia TriStar has produced a big budget biopic of your life, casting major Hollywood stars as you and all of your acquaintances. Though the movie is based on actual events, screenwriters have taken some liberties with facts. Critics are split on the artistic merits of the fictionalized account, but audiences love it. Which film would you be more interested in seeing?
I'll tell you right now, because I feel like they're describing this documentary that I watched last night called Grey Gardens, where...
Oh, it's like one of the most famous documentaries of all
time. It was my first time watching it. And then they made a movie with like Drew Barrymore and what's her tits.
And they also Documentary Now did a hilarious parody.
Yeah, I watched it right after that. It was fucking hilarious. Anyway, so I'm taking
You go.
Yeah.
I'm going with the documentary because that'll just be better. Relentlessly fair. I'd love to see that.
It's also like it's going to represent you then.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to continue this path and play to the road and shit like that, you can't go on the road after Jonah Hill does a funnier version of you.
Yeah.
Well, but there is an element to that, just to play devil's advocate here, is like if you think about, let's say, like a movie like Cinderella Man, right? Like a biopic, but some liberties taken, maybe some. When now the relentlessly fair part, they kind of scrubbed parts. I mean, he was an Irish guy who was dirt poor working down in the docks. Pretty good chance he was beating the shit out of his wife.
Oh, in frustrating economic times?
Yeah. And career, and he's a boxer. So you're like, they left that part of the movie out, but it's still like, paints a pretty nice picture of the guy. That'd be nice, and you know, and you'd want to see that over and over again.
Yeah.
So there is that element of it where certain things can be whitewashed away.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. I think at this point, everything has been said. I've more or less been documenting myself in a very aggressively fair way since 2014 or whenever Rabbit Hole started. Like it has been an ongoing. I have never not had a podcast since I started Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, and I've been abruptly and to a fault honest and open about all of my struggles and all of that shit.
That's what everyone says.
And I've kind of intentionally done it because I wanted to document the experience of like what the hell my life has been, and probably went a little, you know, overcorrected, but I stand by the decision. I like the decision.
It might be cool after all of that to see,
to upload my consciousness and then have it live forever.
Well, also cloud. To see the movie that they make off of all this information that they have from you from podcasts and stuff.
Yeah. Well, if that's what they're employing artificial intelligence to do, just comb through hundreds of hours of podcasts and make a 90-minute movie about
it. Like a deep fake.
That'd be pretty sweet, actually.
I love how we're going to go from having like celebrity culture be this huge thing that even inspired a president or whatever, to becoming no celebrities ever because they're just making fake celebrities with deep fakes and stuff.
Dude, the robots will be the real stars.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the certain robots that make the best movies.
Yeah, are you going to
say, we want you?
People are going to be like, you're going to see that new Power 5000 movie where, I don't know, be a fun robot.
All you had was Power 5000?
So close, because there's the band Power Man 5000.
Ah, that's probably where it came from.
Yeah, that's the song that goes, and this is what it's like when worlds collide. Are you ready to go? Because I'm ready to go. What you gonna do, baby?
That's fun.
So I guess I'll do... You weren't alive then?
No.
Yeah, I think I would... I don't know. I mean, I guess the documentary, obviously, but it would be cool to just see, you know, a celebrity's play. You know, it'd be cool to see a Hollywood version of your life.
Yeah.
Who would play you?
Because you would know all of the things they left out.
Who's
right?
That? Who's that guy that was in?
I feel like Ewan McGregor.
Okay,
Ewan McGregor. Either, would make he could play too. Either you or Brendan if he put on like 80 pounds.
Yes, if he put on weight, we all know someone could play me.
No, he's like a red-haired dude that has a lot of range acting-wise.
I know, but it's never. It's never, he can
play. Oh, I'm sorry. That skinny guy, Ewan McGregor, if he just shaved a couple LBs, he could play Sagalo.
I'm just saying, why does it have leg. To be fucking mentioned?
I do think, like, Jack Black would be good.
Jack Black would be good.
No, he's too old. He's too old.
What about Jonah
Hill? He'll play the later part of his
life. Jonah Hill's too old.
Oh, my God. And Ewan McGregor isn't?
Ewan McGregor
Like, well, he looks like your
Cannon would be
body.
Nick Nolte. Would play him.
God damn it.
All right, we have another
voice,
one.
I don't even know like if he's able to act anymore because his voice is so cigarette/coked out that it's like, I talk like...
You know who would be great for Feeney? Who was the guy who played Jesus in The Big Lebowski?
Oh, John Turturro?
John Turturro.
I mean, sure, if we want to take some, like, you know, cultural liberties.
Maybe
that would help the box office, to be honest, to get it off the ground.
Like
Ed Norton.
Rounders Ed Norton.
Yeah, I would love that.
That'd be good for you.
I think Jesse Plemons could do a good job with
Jesse Plemons.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
All right, we have another one. Wait,
thanks
from...
for coming up with guys for me, guys.
I said Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte, yeah.
Just one.
The snake from Aladdin.
Yeah.
When Jafar becomes a snake.
Think of someone who is your friend. Do not select your best Neither. Friend, but make sure the person is someone you would classify as considerably more than an acquaintance.
Okay.
This friend is going to be attacked by a grizzly bear. Now, this person will survive this bear attack. That is guaranteed. There is a 100% chance that your friend will live. However, the extent of his injuries is unknown. He might receive nothing but a few superficial scratches. He might also lose a limb or multiple limbs. He might recover completely in 24 hours with nothing but a great story, or he might spend the rest of his life in a wheelchair. Somehow, you have the ability to stop this attack from happening. You can magically save your friend from the bear, but his salvation will come at a particular price. If you choose to stop the bear, it will always rain. For the rest of your life, wherever you go, it will be raining. Sometimes it will pour, and sometimes it will drizzle, but it will never not be raining. But it won't rain over the totality of Earth, nor will the hydraulical cycle be disrupted. These storm clouds will be isolated, and they will focus entirely on your specific whereabouts. You will never see the sun again. Do you stop
it's the
bear?
Truman Show.
Yeah. Do you stop the bear and accept a lifetime of rain? So do you want a permanent stormy cloud over your head to save a friend?
I wouldn't stop the bear if it was like a rainy week.
No.
No, I'd be like, have at it, man. He's going to recover.
Yeah.
Guaranteed to recover.
Yeah, but he might be in a wheelchair with two limbs and a throat missing.
He'll be better for it.
Dude, do you know how shitty it is to walk into a show with soaking wet
pants? Well, you can bring an umbrella.
And you also can.
I understand.
And you also can bring up. But you can bring up the idea.
You can never wear cool sneakers again. You're just always in the rain.
You could just tell them. You're like, hey, I got the storming cloud because I'm a hero. And then it's like, it's kind of a badge of honor.
And you're actually on stage and it's just raining on
localized.
Imagine
your
trying to do a bit about it and it just doesn't work.
Then you just and then it rains harder.
Yeah. I don't know. I think if he recovers, it's fine. I don't want to.
Yeah, I'm going to let him get attacked.
Somebody very close to me get attacked.
I don't want a fucking storm cloud knocking on my fucking window.
Like,
I'm coming to get you.
Just I'm out here.
Yeah. Just remember, you'll always be wet. And you'll never see the sun.
It's like living in Seattle.
Yeah. I don't want to be sad.
Kill myself after
a
year.
Yeah. Not only the wetness, but the overall just bummer.
You know, some people think rain means new life. That's what it means in movies.
Yeah, because it goes away.
Right.
Rain washes shit away.
Yeah, it washes away.
And
you'll never sweat again.
Always. But I'll be.
You'll never sweat again.
Look sweaty.
That sold me, rain. I forgot how much I like to have sweaty pits and then get rained on and be like, it's rain.
Yeah.
And they're like, why is it a perfect circle? I'm like, it's crazy rain.
Sorry, Tim.
Sometimes it's rain that just comes up from under at you.
What's that?
Forrest Gump.
Oh.
Sideways rain.
Hmm.
Big old fat rain.
What about you? What are you doing?
I mean, I would probably let the person get attacked, but I can see the merit in doing the rain, though. I like the idea of if it's literally bright sun everywhere on the street, but on me, then it's like why is it raining on that guy? What's the question about? Why is that guy getting rained on? And you're like, oh, you didn't hear? It's a guy who saved his friend from a bear attack and now has got to get rained on the rest of his life. He chose to not only put his life on the line to risk saving a friend from a bear, but now he knew he was going to have to suffer a punishment, but he still did it because it was the right thing to do.
So you're like a celebrity for like, what?
You're a celebrity.
6 months?
No, you go the rest of your life. No. People are like, is that the rain boy?
Kind of, but
you're
like,
rain boy now.
Who wants to see
rain
you
man?
Rain boy.
You get like a good 6 months of being able to like kind of get money off of that and whatever. But, like, if Sully walked in right now, you'd be like, whoa, cool, Sully. But you wouldn't be... Yeah.
No, but Sully's not still suffering. He's not still landing the plane. If you have the rain on you, now I can make a documentary about me.
You don't know what his dreams are like.
Yeah.
Sully is just nosediving to the Hudson.
Yeah. But now I'm
driving a giant goose.
Yeah.
What the hell?
Just holding the wings.
Trying to pull feathers out of
it. Yeah, all the people in the plane are geese.
Oh, God.
But now... if you're going to rain now, you're like, maybe later in life, we do a documentary about how the rain is adversely medically affecting me. And now you're like, you got content forever.
Would you do it as an honest portrayal, or would you have big Hollywood stars star?
Ooh, yeah. That sounds interesting. Little Brad Pitt with a shirt off in the rain? Let's talk about it.
We should do plugs in the middle of the show, because we have some dates coming up that I'd like people to know about.
Yeah. We're going on a little mini tour.
That's right. Well, starting September 25th, I'm going to be at Fairfield Comedy Club. Two shows. Come out to that, Fairfield, Connecticut. And then 10-8 through the 11th, four nights, five shows, I believe. Whatever. Come out. Me and Brendan on the road. We're going to be on the 8th of October. We're going to be in Columbus, Ohio at the Walrus. On the 9th, we are going to be in McHenry, Illinois at the McHenry Downtown Theater. And then for the 10th and 11th, we're at Chicago at Zany's. Very excited for all of that. We're going to have limited edition T-shirts available, which the lovely Nicole, our goddamn producer slash editor slash badass all around, just designed for us. And I got to say, they're pretty damn awesome. I might wear them on stage every night.
Fuck yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. And I got a bunch more stuff. Dates, MikeCannonComedy.com. I'm on the road heavy for the rest of the year and hoping to be taping my next special at the end of the year. Details about that are going to be coming soon. So very excited. And then YouTube, Mike Cannon Comedy. You know, got Mike Takes Edibles up there. Also up on the Patreon, super early exclusive. And we have additional content. Patreon.com/ScenarioPod.
Hell fucking.
Wendon?
Yeah. Same thing. Twitter, Instagram, follow me if you don't. I don't know why you wouldn't be if you're listening to this. I did have a thing happen where someone was at a show and they were looking for you. Like, you had just done the show and they were like, is Mike Cannon here? And I was like, no, he left, man. And he was like, oh, yeah. He said something about listening to your podcast. And I was like, you do ya? And he was like, yeah. And then just kept walking. I was like, what? You don't know. You don't know. It's me.
It's me, dude.
It's me, dude.
You should be very starstruck right now.
And follow me on Twitch, Sags2Riches. I'm eventually going to get that PC and we are going to be cooking.
Ian still hasn't set us up. I think it's available.
I'm just
going to
fucking buy that from him.
Yeah.
And listen to the album and all that shit. October 23rd, I'm going to be at BJ Ryan's.
Oh, nice.
So come on out to that one and watch me.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. Going back to where it all went wrong.
Where I ate a steak with my bare hands. That's pretty much it. Subscribe to the YouTube, man, and check out the show. The Tron.
You can go September 24th. I'll be at headlining Two Roads Brewery in Connecticut. And then on the 25th, I'll be at Priam Vineyards headlining that. So you can get tickets at MikeFeeneyComedy.com for that. Also, I guess this is probably too early to talk about, but we're going to be, I guess Brendan and I are going to be producing a show for the New York Comedy Festival.
Oh, yeah.
Which is going to be very exciting.
In November.
Yeah, in November. Details are coming for that, but it's going to be a one-off show that we're producing. It's a super fun concept, super original, and it's going to be great. I mean, the lineup's going to be nuts.
Yeah.
And so if you guys are in New York City during the New York Comedy Festival, come out to that. It's going to be really
where?
Cool. New York Comedy Club, 4th Street.
Nice.
Yeah.
8 o'clock on a Friday.
8 o'clock on a Friday night. I think it'll be November 12th, but we're still...
I think it is November 12th.
November 12th,
right?
Yeah. I think that's what we're doing. So I think it's like an 8 o'clock
show. You passed
show.
Up some money.
Yeah.
So
I passed up going to a place I've never been before. That's the cool thing about this mini tour. I've never gone to any of these places.
There you go.
And I've never been to fucking NH.
And we're going to be shooting a documentary on it. Lucas is coming with us, shooting the whole thing. We just filmed an entire documentary with my dad. Yep, that one. The one I've been talking about this entire time. What Life is Wild, man. And we went to Levittown, Long Island, and learned about his childhood. Got deep, got weird, saw some comedy, did some comedy.
Yeah.
And, man, that's going to be up on the Patreon soon. So patreon.com/ScenarioPod.
And we're filming our own documentary called Cunt Medians of Comedy.
And please watch, go to my YouTube, watch my special Rage Against the Routine, and follow me on Twitch, NY Freshmaker. I'm playing a few days a week. It's looking great. The numbers are going up, and life's great. So we got more questions. Let's get into these. So here's also, again, from Kelly Doug. She's taken some pictures of this. I think it's from a card game called Hypertheticals, which is...
Would have been a great name for our podcast.
Sure would have. Sure would have. Better, succinct, and... Not great for the SEO, though.
No.
So.
Well, and also, this game already exists, so
this
how can
true.
We steal it?
It's true.
Now it's going to be, here's the scenario.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just make a game.
Imagine the following three sensations. Close your eyes and picture this. Chewing. Don't open your eyes right away, Brendan.
I get very scared if my eyes are the only ones closed.
Mike's eyes are closed. Okay, I'm reading. Okay. Imagining the following three sensations. Chewing and swallowing the first mouthful of your favorite food after starving yourself for 48 straight hours. The food is prepared perfectly. Okay, I'll give you a second on that. Number two. Lying down on an especially cozy bed after 12 hours of nonstop physical labor on a cold day. And I'm just going to throw in cold and wet. How about that?
Perfect.
Number three.
That's great.
The first moment of urinary release after having held a completely full bladder for more than 90 minutes.
Wow.
For the rest of your life, you will feel one of these three ways all the time.
Oh.
This is how you will always feel 24 hours a day. You won't be doing the specific activity, but you'll always be experiencing the acts accompanying euphoria. Which one will you select?
I got it already.
Me too.
Go ahead.
It can't be pissing.
No.
It can't, because, dude, I...
It kind of hurts.
And the other day, I was here in the cellar downstairs, and I was pissing, and it was one of those where it felt like everything was going to burst, and I involuntarily was like, "Oh, I can't walk around."
Yeah, it can't like be. Pissing only feels good in like the last 5 seconds when you have a full bladder.
Oh no,
yeah.
It feels
that first fire
it feels
hose
great, like
feels better than coming sometimes,
or equal.
Yeah. Sometimes I wish I could piss inside someone.
I do think that feeling, I mean, as great as...
Just hit the back wall and then watch a balloon blow up.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Chewing and swallowing the first mouthful of food that's prepared perfectly, that's your favorite, that provides such a, like, umami sensation with your mouth, and it really... But it's really just here to here, whereas laying down... Once you get off your feet and lay down in a bed in fresh sheets after a full day of working physical labor in the cold and rain, it's like that sounds to me like the best thing ever.
Yeah.
You know what's great about what Brendan just did is like, I know he thinks he
does everything need to be mentioned?
Yeah, because of what just happened to me as a result of your sneeze, is you went like this to cover your sneeze, which is number one wrong way to do it
I went
now.
Like this.
Still wrong. We don't do that.
Totally wrong.
No, we've decided as a society years ago we don't do that.
It's in the crux.
You do it in your elbow.
Because you're never
pretend you're dabbing.
You're gonna like slap somebody in the face and they're gonna get
good
lupus or whatever.
Good.
And also, you shot directly into an oscillating fan
oh,
and
no.
nine driplets hit me in the fucking face. Like I'm a girl with runny mascara just waiting for it. And it just plopped right on my cheek.
Oh,
that's
no.
awesome.
Nope.
That's awesome. So I'm taking the cozy bed. What do you guys think?
I'm doing cozy bed as well because I've never been more relaxed, more not give a fuck in such a euphoric way than when I'm laying in bed after one of those wet fucking cold days and you're just like, I feel fucking amazing.
And to feel that way all the time.
Yeah. It would just benefit you in every situation.
Yeah, it'd be basically no anxiety.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be in a good mood pretty much all the time.
Yep.
Should I just take like Zoloft?
Dude, Maddie Smith had that hilarious thing where she was talking about the anti-anxiety and depression medication she was taking. And the joke was great. I forget what it was, but it made me laugh. And the first thing I thought was like, should I take
that? Exactly,
I feel like it would benefit me.
I felt the exact same way. I was like, maybe I should take this shit. Some beta blockers.
Yeah, dude, something. Just to numb what's happening.
Yeah. I was driving yesterday and I was like, I just felt the anxiety. I just felt it on me.
Dude, I was driving home, and I don't know if you've ever done this, but I was driving home sober, completely, not even high, from shows, and all of a sudden I was on the Palisades Parkway, and I was like, I don't remember being on the George Washington Bridge.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Not 1 second.
Highway hypnosis,
can't,
it's called.
Like, you
is
can't
that what it's
clip
called?
It. I can't remember a second of being on the George Washington
Bridge. Yeah, that's called highway hypnosis, when you do the same drive so often that you, like, it's almost like second nature. Like, you feel like it's almost like a fugue state that you go into where you don't remember. I do that when I come back from comedy clubs, and it's like, get on the BQE. It's like, how many times have I been on the BQE? It's like, I could drive... just blind on the way all the way home.
I love that feeling.
It's so weird.
Scared me.
It is scary. It's when scary. I do constantly get this thing of like, I have this feeling of what it feels like to impact my steering wheel at high speeds in a car crash. Like, I have a very slight, like, I can feel a physical sensation when I think of the you know, the problem that would be not driving my car correctly.
I just imaginarily killed myself against my own steering wheel. Like, I put myself in that position.
Oh, I picture, like, teeth and nose. Like, that nose, when you get hit in the nose, and it's, like, that tingly, like, smash, and then you just know, like, teeth and blood is happening.
Oh, my God.
That's what I feel like. What I'll, all of a sudden, I'll be driving, and I'll be like, oh, God, drive better. Yes. Even though I'm not driving bad, I'm like, just make sure that, because at some point, anything could happen. Like, if I just cut it, if anything happens and goes wrong,
oh, man,
that's the result.
Do you ever think about that? You're like, if I just move this, I'm dead.
Yeah.
I'm dead.
Especially when you're going, like, 70, and you go, this is, like, at any moment, I don't appreciate how quickly my life can just end by
wrap yourself
a banana peel.
A deer ran across the Palisades Parkway today, and I slowed down, and I was able to avoid it. Because it was light out, I was like, if that was the nighttime, I'd be fucking
slammed
right
into it.
Yeah,
dude.
That thing would be through my windshield.
I had that. I was driving once, and a fucking deer came out, and it was dark, and I had to, like, and it was terrifying. Yeah, the whole fucking car went. Yeah.
You transformed.
Yeah, jumped over it.
Yeah.
It jumped over, became Optimus Prime, and then back into a car.
And you're just cut in half.
Yeah, there's blood coming out of the door handle.
You're like, no one told me I had to get out of the car for you to do that. Why wouldn't it protect me?
Paste.
Okay, we got, I think, one more question here.
Where are we at time-wise?
Not enough, I'll tell you that. So let's really pull this one out, which is so hilarious, because once you hear the question,
you
this can't
rather
possibly go on for more than a couple seconds.
It just says gay, question mark?
And that we could talk about. Mikey Case, would you rather poop in the only toilet at a party, knowing it'll clog it, or poop in the bushes outside? And let's elevate it for stakes and say that it is a, you know, maybe, what would elevate it? Maybe that it's an industry party or something? Like
industry
some
party, and the shit is overflowing and everybody knows that it was you.
See, the knowing it was you thing is that kind of, I don't think we should put that in there, because that to me is kind of the only reason I would consider doing the poop at a party thing, because in the toilet, because then if you just run out, you're at the mercy that no one's waiting to get in the bathroom. But if no one is, and you could skirt away without anybody knowing that you were just in there, then when they go in and they go, you could be like, what? You know, it's the whole,
I forget.
You have toilet paper on your foot.
Dude, I think it was the first season of Girl Code. And it, like, they knew it was just going to be big because Guy Code had come out already, and that was big, and this was the offshoot, and it had all these, like, influencers and whatever in the early stages of Instagram. And it was in the upstairs of some bar, and, like, you know, Melanie Iglesias is there, all these, like, model / comic / whatever the fuck. And there was one bathroom, but it had, like, a men's and a women's on the side with the sink, the common sink in the middle. You know those guys, those bathrooms? Mm-hmm. And I shit and clogged the toilet till it flooded the middle area with the fucking sink.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I was like, I came out, and I was like, I just totally lied. And I was like, I don't know what happened, but, like, something broke. I think the person before me had a miscarriage.
You could do that.
Yeah,
you could do that.
Yeah.
You could absolutely. See, that's why I think that's better, because shitting in the bushes, there's a chance you get caught. You don't have toilet paper, and you could shit all over your legs, potentially. Yeah. So it's like, I'd run the risk and just lie and be like, dude, I just went to piss, and I tried to piss on top of the shit, like a fold up, you know, toilet. But it is so funny you just said Melanie Iglesias, because that, like, I haven't heard that name in since Girl Code, and I was like, I wonder what she's doing. And she's up to, I just went to her Instagram, she's up to a million followers on Instagram.
Wow.
And I'm scrolling, every single picture is liked by I am Mike Cannon. Every single
literally
we're friends. We're good friends.
I want to like that with my tongue.
Damn right.
Every single, I can't find one that you haven't liked.
I bet you can.
It's like one
have
of,
to go
it's
back.
Like one of her being like, R.I.P. Dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, stick to the pussy out.
Oh, Nicole, if you clip this, it's a problem.
That's all of the submitted questions. So again, you guys can submit your questions.
Yeah.
To here's the scenario on the Instagram.
I love that you didn't get the book out until this very moment.
Can I say this isn't a question, but I do have a little fun story that is related to this podcast.
I also have a fun story, which I could tell after.
He's pre-one-upping at this point.
I have a couple as well.
Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Irish Goodbye Podcast. We have a guest, Brendan Zach.
Now on the lap button.
Yeah. So a few weeks ago, if you recall so astutely, we were talking about the movie Mystery Men and how much I was like, it's one of my most hated. It's the first film of my life that I stopped watching because it was so bad. And you had said that you had like tattoos of it.
I saw it like three times in theaters.
Yeah. You've told everyone about it. So that week, so we record on Wednesday. So that weekend, I was at Eastville Comedy Club and Janine Garofalo was on the lineup, who was also in Mystery Men, right?
The bowling girl.
And so her and I were talking about it, and I don't know how it came up, but at some point,
wait. That wasn't part of the story. That was real.
I don't know how.
That peeling back the curtain.
That was a natural motion.
It was getting ruffled.
I tied her to a railroad
track. And I put her over a cauldron. Yeah.
Mystery Men was awful.
Yeah. So we bring it up. I don't know how somehow she was talking about, like, you know, 20 years ago kind of fame, kind of, and all that stuff and everything. So I brought up Mystery Men and I go, oh, that's so funny. Like, we were just talking about Mystery Men. Like, my podcast co-host loves it. He's seen it 5 times. He tells everyone about it. And she's like, oh, wow. Which almost in like a no one's ever said that kind of a way. And then it's
what's
so funny.
His name and number?
Because we're still talking, and she goes, you know what's crazy about Mystery Men is like the fact, and as she's starting to tell me it, it was like in that moment where I'm like, oh no, like I forgot, like I hate Mystery Men.
Yeah.
And I don't want to hear the fun facts about shooting Mystery Men because I hate Mystery Men. And then I was stuck in a conversation pretending, because she heard that you liked it. So she assumed by proxy I wouldn't bring it up unless I liked it. Yeah. But I didn't think that far ahead. And now I'm stuck in a conversation talking about a movie I hate with the person who's in the movie.
I bet she doesn't really. Does she like it?
She was very surprised that someone liked it enough to watch it 5 times.
I don't know. Maybe I need to watch it again, but I just remember.
I assure you, you don't.
I am the Waffler, Golden Crispy. Bad guys are history.
Now, does any of what you just said sound fun?
Yeah. Yeah, it does. Dane Cook, too. I have a fun story, since this is a storytelling podcast.
Sure.
That's the show, everybody. Thank you very much.
I was at the Piers, the same place where we filmed the Blunts with the Boys, which you could check out on the Patreon every Friday. And I was there smoking with...
Did you say something from inside a mason jar?
I went,
I was smoking with my lovely lady and her sister. All right, we're still on The Voice.
Oh, sorry. I thought we could
mason
enjoy
jar
the...
line was awesome. It was awesome and deserved so much more, but your stupid story.
So too busy in One-Upville, population Sagalo at all times.
Mayor of One-Upville.
Trying to show your girlfriend where you spent time with the real people you love.
Fuck you, man. I don't love anybody. Anyway, are we recording?
No, tell this now extremely important story to end the podcast.
No, it's not that.
I have one after.
It's not important. Yeah, okay. Welcome to One-Upsville.
We have a lot of time.
This is our pharmacy.
We should get to the book, though, but
we'll get to the book.
Give me the book.
But I wanted to do this on the public one because, we're at the Piers and whatever, and there's this kid that comes up to us, and he's got to be, like, freshman in, college. You know, so that age, whatever you would call that,
18.
young adult, right? And he comes over and he's very much like hammered on coke, whatever. And he's like, where are you guys from? Asking us this weird shit. And
who?
He came from a group of those kids. And
wait, but where we were on the pier?
Yeah.
There was nobody there.
Close to it.
You were there?
I went back.
The field where I coach soccer.
Very much close to that, yes. Okay.
You went back there alone?
Yeah, to take pictures. No, I went there with
to take
my girlfriend and her sister.
Oh, well, that's the context we needed. Continue.
I did say that.
He said that. He didn't.
Oh,
say
I wasn't
sister,
listening.
Though. This is getting
and her sister, and we fucking got into it. No, we're
no, we didn't
do
we
that.
Didn't, we didn't take it
don't
that
make
way.
A face.
We didn't take it that way at all. We think that your relationship is progressing at an incredible rate. That's,
that's exactly.
It's very
what
serious.
It's like wow, that's
yeah.
cool. Meeting you're hanging out with the
serious. Yeah. So I met
it's various.
It's various.
It's very serious. It's various.
It is
it's
funny various. How you can't get through even a syllable of a story with.
I'm happy with it. I'm happy.
Yeah.
With
well,
it.
Now this since he's I'm not letting him leave one upville
yeah.
alone.
So you're asking
one upville starting to grow some vines on the buildings.
you're asking for her sister's permission to
and then what
propose
to propose yes mm-hmm. no so we're hanging out we're smoking yeah. Whatever. And then
you go, I know a cool little spot by a pier. I've been scoping out for us, gang.
And
sometimes I go here to think.
I lift up a brick and my diary's there and I go, yeah. the old diary. So
that would be cool to bury something in New York City and like
don't you dare. Why didn't you let
keep
that?
Going?
I would
let
why?
Me off of the hook. Feeny's letting me off of the hook.
I wanted to watch Brendan flop on the dock until he just was like,
I'm too confident to flop on the dock.
You have no confidence and all the confidence.
You're
at
a
once.
Dock flopper if I've ever met one.
I'm very confident
you're a
in
relentless
my
dock
in your lack of confidence.
In my lack of confidence,
but it would be cool to have like a little like if there was like a loose brick on the building across the street that you yeah. could slide out and have even just even if you have a pen in there,
you
even,
could very much dig a hole and suck. Bury your own.
But not a hole. Yeah. I want something like that's like a little secret, even like a loose brick, and then that way, even to come to like to do that in front of somebody one time to hide drugs there to hide a little notebook there, and just to one time be like with friends going. Hey, wait a minute. Oh, this is hollow. And then, whoa, what's this?
What was
oh,
the hollow
Mr.
Voice
is over here. Yeah. Oh, this is hollow. So this kid comes over and starts asking us all these annoying questions, just trying to be our friend, whatever.
Sure.
So we're politely answering, where are you from? New York, blah, blah, blah. And he's wearing, whatever. He sees the chain, and he goes, oh, bro, I love your, like your chain. I go, thank you, man, blah, blah, blah.
That
and
chain.
This chain.
Can you show that chain off? Yeah. Oh, you have to turn it because it's on the other side. There you go. There's there the
it's tight.
The
huh?
That's the, what I said to him immediately. It looks like he looks like an old. He looks like a queen because yeah. it's like a choker. Like it's like old royalty.
That's what I said on the Jim and Sam
Victoria
photo, and yeah. Brendan had to hit me. Sorry, it's not tie dye.
Well, hey, you come at the king, you're gonna get scratched. You come at the cat, you're
king
gonna get
scratch.
Kings can scratch.
Brendan needs new full swings at an insult.
Yeah.
He can put even a full thought together.
Which is why I'm good at it on Instagram, which I because I'll delete. Anyway.
It's very tight. Actually, you should try that as like a bracelet.
Just wrap it twice.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I did. And it looks worse. It makes me look like Jasmine. Hold on, I'll do it right now.
Okay.
But anyway, so he's like.
So these kids are, you know, making fun of you. Oh.
I don't think they were making fun of me.
They were earnestly complimenting
it
that.
It would be like this, and then it would be like that.
That actually looks so much better than wearing that on
yeah,
your
yeah, that's cool.
Really?
Yeah, it's like a little loose.
Cool. I'll do it right now.
Cool, I'll do it right now.
Okay. So the kid comes over and he starts going like, whatever. And he comes over and he goes to shake my hand and I go, no. I go, no. I'm sorry, no. And he's like, what? What the hell? And I go, there's a virus going around, so I don't want to touch you. And he goes, bro, he says it just like this. He goes, I'm fully vaccinated. And I go, I don't know you, so I don't care. Whatever. And he goes, and then he goes, dude, just be a friend. He goes, just be a friend. And I go, no, and now walk away. Please get away. And they're not even noticing. The girls are all laughing and having fun.
They don't even see you being a man?
Don't even see me being
you're
a
like,
man.
You're like, ahem, ahem.
Gals.
Yeah, ladies.
I'm wearing a chain and threatening a man.
Yeah. I'm being brave.
So then he walks back around to where he was, and he goes, this is what really fucking got me. The whole time, I was thinking of you. I was like, because my anger wanted to come out.
Oh,
I was
yeah,
like, you fucking adult. Be like, cool, man. Yeah, he was saying, she was like, you're just like insecure. And I was like, yeah, man, I'm insecure. That's exactly what this is about. And he's like, and then he goes, and this is where it almost came out. But he goes, your chain fucking sucks. and I was this close to going, you just said it was awesome. And I went,
you hurt him.
I kept it in.
You hurt him is what happened.
Here's the kicker.
But he hurt him back.
He did.
Here is
because you knew he never liked it.
Yeah.
Which I accidentally guessed at the top of the story.
It's just funny how, like, street coke vagrants find each other.
Yeah. Here's the kicker. He walks back to his group of friends, and we're walking away. I'm like, all right, let's get out of here. I don't want to be around these people. And one of them goes, is that Brendan Sagalo? And I was like, I turned around, and I wanted to be like, how do you know me? I wanted to be like, you listen to the show? You know, and I just did it. We just kept walking.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, oh my God. It made
you didn't even give the 8 mile peace sign.
No, I wish. Go do this and then that. No, but it turned the whole thing into a fucking carnival. It was like, I almost got into this huge fight with this guy and then got recognized. And I had a split ego moment where I went, am I just like, can I like not go outside anymore?
Oh, no.
I've had those same thoughts, dude. It's so wildly embarrassing.
I'm like Pete Davidson level famous.
Oh, I can't even walk with my son in the West Village.
Yeah, one day these chains are going to be real, folks.
You just get your chains snatched.
Yeah.
Oh, well, did I tell you about my... Let's just close this out on three stories.
Three stories.
So I went to the doctors the other day. Last week, I did my like 5-year run of just going to every doctor I can to get checked up, and then I feel good for half a decade. Yeah. And so I go to the skin doctor every single year. Check my body, all that stuff. I'm good to go. I'm Irish. History of skin cancer in my family, so it's something that I just have to fucking do every single year. So then I go to a primary care doctor. I haven't been to that, gotten a physical in probably like 5 or 6 years, like a while. And so this is in, I'm not going to say. So this, why would I give that information up?
The exact address and doctor's name is.
So this, I go there. And I'm like, I'm not nervous, but I'm definitely like, I have anxiety because I'm not used to going to the doctor and doctors mean whatever, you know, negativity to me for some reason because I'm Irish and, you know, if you're sick, you're weak.
Yeah.
So I'm just like kind of getting ready. They tell me to strip down to my to nothing and with the gown and all that shit. And this fucking
nothing.
Well, boxers.
Yeah.
This 175-year-old dinosaur doctor woman walks in. She's in she's in full seahorse position. She can barely stand up straight. And she's just like kind of walking in and immediately has awful bedside manner. Like just directly speaking down.
She goes, oh no, your eyes. They're not the same.
So I take, she says to take down my gown or whatever. And she's like, so what, do you have any health concerns? And I was like, no, you know, I'm pretty good or whatever. She's like, okay,
left
so no
blunts off the table.
She goes, no, she actually said, do you smoke? And I was like, weed. And she's like, yeah, you're good. And I was like, blunts. She's like, I don't know what that is.
Perfect. Many blunts. Yeah.
Perfect. So it's good. She's like, it's healthy.
Yeah.
So
good for you.
Yeah. So she's like, okay, cool. So no health concern or no health problems besides your back. And I go, what? And she's like, the moles on your back. And I'm like, yeah, I just went to a dermatologist actually right before this and I'm good. And she's like, okay, cool. So no health problems besides your back. And like kept writing notes. And I'm like, do you know anything? Like what? Is there something going on? Do you have a second opinion about what's happening on my body? And she's like, no, you just like, those are definitely going to be cancer. Like
what?
Saying, and I'm like, I just went to a person who specializes in this and they had none of this to say. Do you have any expertise in skin? And she's like, no. And then she pushed this Australian, like, rash guard SPF t-shirt on me for, like, 40 minutes.
Wow.
Wrote it down. It's in my wallet still, actually. Telling me how great it is. I was like, lady, I got to tell you, there's never going to be a day in my life that I put on, like, a child fucking bathing suit top. It's just not gonna happen. I'll spray myself down. I'm gonna continue to wear sunblock, but like suck my dick. What are you gonna kick back to this shit? And she's like, okay, so only impending cancer is the problem. Like just kept bringing this up. And I finally looked at her at the end of the thing and I was like, I gotta say this because I'll probably never be back here. But you are the reason people hate Fauci.
Yeah.
Like, she's like, what? And I was like, your just general demeanor, your dismissiveness, the way you spoke to me as a relatively, you know, smart person who is trying to have a back and forth with his doctor, you're the reason why everyone hates doctors. Yeah. I hate doctors. I'm never wearing a mask again. I'm going to cough in everybody's face as soon as I go outside. And I'm going to start a million problems in Walmart.
I'm going to try and shake Brendan's hand.
Yeah, good for you, man. I would be like, I would never have said any of that stuff. And I would let her smack me on the ass when I'm leaving. Like,
I was fucking livid. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
It's fucking Christ.
Yeah, incensed.
So are you going to get that t-shirt or...
You're going to get those polls looked at?
I already ordered it.
You're going to get that cancer looked at?
Yeah. That's our show, everybody. Thank you very much for watching and for listening and subscribing and leaving a review and telling friends and signing up for the Patreon and supporting us all on our own endeavors and coming to see us live. We love you. We're here every single week, and we'll see you next week.
Patreon.
Bye.
Here's the Scenario is Mike Feeney, Mike Cannon, and Brendan Sagalow. Executive producers Robert Kelly and Matt Kleinschmidt for the Laugh Button Podcast. For more information about the show, visit heresthescenario.com. The Scenario.